was different about what happened with that running game last week, Rashad, that you guys as a team had over 100 yards rushing?
I think our offensive line did an outstanding job of putting body on body, giving us that opportunity to kind of hit the holes. And, you know, backs ran hard, was running through arm tackles, running over people and making plays. So, you know, and obviously Eli controlling the huddle, putting us in great situations, receivers catching the ball to kind of keep the field spread out, and playing team ball to help out.
Now, I don't know if I'm being told accurate, but I believe the Saints are a heavy blitz team. You can sometimes crease them with a big run. Not.
It's opportunities for that, but you know, you don't run around chasing ghosts. You play the front that's in front of you. When those situations come, whether it's on the fly or they show it, you know, we'll be prepared for it.
Can it be difficult, you know, obviously when you have four guys
yes.
with carries?
What you got?
When you might have a series and you might not be in the game for a couple drives after that, can it be hard to get a rhythm?
You get a rhythm, you know, as soon as you get out on the field. You know, obviously, I think what you're saying, most backs want to keep it rolling. It's not hard at all. You know, that's why we got guys everywhere being able to play special teams and staying warm. So, no, not at all.
It seems like this is sort of a league-wide thing. I mean, you know, you guys have four, which may be more than other people, but the idea of the whole bell cow thing, I mean, other than Peterson and Charles before he got hurt, it seems like that's kind of going away. You see that?
No, I don't see that at all. You see that? Y'all see that going away?
More and more. You see the,
where
the one team, the one running, one significant running back for a team?
No, I don't see it going away. I mean, every team different. This team is built with great running backs that can tote the rock, and you know, it helps us spread the room, and it helps defenses have to prepare for each player different. Keeps us healthy. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Did you think there's still place for a guy who, you know, an every down running back in this league?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you see that across the league. I mean, I think everyone in our room is capable of being every down back. So, you know, that ain't going to ever go away.
When you look at the last couple of games, only two touchdowns, you know, generated by the offense. You know, what is that a source of frustration or a source of, you know, we got to do better? You know what I mean? I mean, points are a premium. Seems like your offense has got to get more.
Yeah, I missed the beginning of your
two
question.
Two touchdowns in the last two games. Okay. What's the secret to just scoring points?
Well, secret, I don't know if it's a secret, but all you got to do is find a way to cross those lines, and we do. We got to do that. And obviously, putting yourself in a good situation on first down, winning the first down, winning the second down, getting the controllable third downs, and, you know, finishing. Execution, it really ain't a secret. Y'all can sit here and answer these questions, but we just got to go out there and do it.
When you go into New Orleans, a place that historically there's a lot of points scored in that building, you know, do you feel even more sense that, you know, we may have to help out our defense here, you know, because Saints can score some points, we got to put some points up?
Yeah, it's a loud atmosphere, and fans get involved. It's Halloween, it's a lot of stuff going on, they got things rolling there. It's a big matchup. So we know as an offensive unit, we got to go out there and stay on the field, play with the crowd, and help our defense out and make sure that they're not on the field too long.